Kathy Tricoli, Love One Another, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and the inventor of the word Ludio on the line with us. Not bad having a song like that leading into our time, huh?
That's good. Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's see. It is a Wednesday morning, July 10th. I guess every day this week I can ask you, how is it to be back at work? I mean, you had the first day, Monday, so
yep,
you're doing all right?
I am. Everybody's showing up, which is good, I guess, right? I mean, that it's when you come back, sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of a cushion, but all my patients are showing up so far, and I've been able to keep my rhythm, so that's been good.
Mm-hmm. I've got to use that as a lead-in because we need our listeners to show up for the Summer Smiles event today from 11 to 1 at Whirlybird Coffee Co. in Chippewa Falls. The first 50 people are going to get themselves a free 16-ounce drink from Whirlybird, okay?
Nice. That's very good.
And
better than free coffee.
Yeah, trying to raise money for the Hope Gospel Missions Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children. Our sponsors together have put together almost $2,000, so it's going to be a tall order to match that. But if we do, Caleb gets soaked with a giant water balloon.
I think that should happen regardless.
Yeah, you do, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
I think he's going to say you got to match it, and it's going to be pretty tough. It's a pretty high mountain to climb. The thing on my mind this morning is just, how would I phrase this? I want to say temporary insanity, but really another way to go is Steve Brown wrote a book called What Was I Thinking?
Yeah.
And I think that I find myself both things I say and do or did and go, what was I thinking? Do you get that?
100% I get that. I think a lot of times when I look back on where I was, there is definitely that feeling of, how did I get there? How did I come to that conclusion? And then how did I get to where I'm at now? And then, of course, the next question is, what will it look like in 10 years from now?
Yeah.
In terms of my thinking and so forth. But you're absolutely right.
You do get reflective when, hitting 60 for me has made me get reflective and go, as I stand here this morning, I mean, it's making breakfast, making coffee for my wife. It's, every day is a result of the choices you made the day before,
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And we keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Right. The other thing in terms about that, what was I thinking? It seems like for me, my choices are the more tired I am, the more my words or deeds may be not as good as they should be.
Hungry, angry, lonely, tired.
Yeah, right? Right.
Yeah. I think that's right, though. I mean, when we're well refreshed, when we're not feeling poorly, we tend to make better choices. And then unfortunately, when you're in that space where you're tired and you make poor choices, they tend to cascade and just, build one upon another if we kind of don't put brakes on it.
I know that acronym, HALT, Hungry, Angry, Lonely, Tired. I'm suggesting maybe tired deserves to be better than fourth.
Sure. Yeah, I think you're probably right, but the acronym works so much better
does.
When it's that way. So.
It does. All right, we got Acts 4, 19 through 22 today.
All right, that says, but Peter and John replied, do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard. The council threatened them further, but they finally let them go because they didn't know how to punish them without starting a riot, for everyone was praising God for this miraculous sign, the healing of a man who had been lame for more than 40 years.
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, we tackle those verses this way. The council did not deter Peter and John. They said plainly, you will have to decide amongst yourselves whether to listen to what we're saying. It's between you and God. But as for us, we're going to keep talking about Jesus. We cannot do otherwise. The leaders warned them once more, but their threats carried no weight, so they let them go. Beloved, when you believe that I have everything in hand, threats to your life and liberty begin to have no influence. As Peter and John left, they heard the people praising me for all that I had accomplished through them in healing this man who was already well into adulthood. Final thought.
Yeah, I think that notion of freedom, when we're able to really rest in Jesus, I think that that's a freedom that is not easily experienced, but I think it's probably a great place to be, when people threaten with power or control, to be able to say, we're living the way we are because we know who we are in Jesus.
There you go. Thank you, friend. Have a good day. Our buddy Jason Cann's best 5 minutes of the day. Birthday Bob in Rice Lake strikes again. He's just in and out with the birthdays. Happy anniversary, though, today for Gary and Joyce Moore. M-O-H-R. Many happy returns as you continue to share the love of Jesus through your lives. Happy anniversary. Winner Wednesday on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. The theme this morning, though, building towards summer smiles, which is Let's Soak Caleb in. Why is that the theme?
Well, because we have a challenge of $1,950 from our great sponsor for today's Summer Smiles to benefit Hope Gospel Mission's Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children. And if we hit that $1,950 match by 1 p.m., I get soaked with a giant water balloon. And the thing is, I had to fill those water balloons. I actually filled a backup one just in case I break one. And it's about the size of my head. So, you know, it's a very large water balloon. And I will take one for the team if we can make that by 1 o'clock.
All right. So, anyhow, that's the big doins today. Whirlybird Coffee Co. and Chippewa 11-1. But right now, a chance for people to win.
Yes, a chance to win 2 tickets to Praise in the Pines. That's coming up a week from Sunday, July 21st in Eagle River, Wisconsin. Praise in the Pines. Big Daddy Weave is there, Austin French, Hannah Kerr, so you get to see all of them, plus speaker Bob Lenz, and we have 2 tickets for you, and it is game time. It's a Win It Wednesday. Tuesday trivia didn't carry over. Great job, Linda from Chippewa Falls, solving that yesterday. So it's a game we haven't played for a while. It's called The Price is Close Enough.
Huh.
So 715-723-2555, and we had to remind ourselves, Hal, about the way this works, but I have gathered various items from Facebook Marketplace to create a showcase, and so I will give you the items. You must guess the total showcase value of these items within $10. That's the whole close enough. Within $10 without going over. If you go over, unfortunately, you are out. So 715-723-2555, you can keep on guessing as long as you do not go over. Are we ready for the items?
Yes, we're ready.
All right. An Armstrong flute. An Armstrong flute. Second item, Birkenstock sandals. Third item, a custom gaming PC. Fourth item, a lot of 7,500 movie posters. And finally, a double stroller. Not a single stroller, but a double stroller. So again, that showcase is an Armstrong flute, Birkenstock sandals, a custom gaming PC, a lot of 7,500 movie posters, and a double stroller. What is that worth? Without going over, you got to get within $10. And again, you can keep on guessing as long as you don't go over. 715-723-2555 for 2 tickets to Praise in the Pines. Good morning.
What would somebody do with 7,500 movie posters?
I don't know. I was looking for the oddest things I could find. It's like, how did they get that many? Anyway, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy from Wausau, 94.3 FM over there. What do you think? What's this showcase value?
Let's say
$375 or
$375?
$375. Tammy, you are low, so you can guess again.
Can I say she's way low?
Yeah, pretty low. So keep on guessing. Call us back, Tammy. 715-723-2555. And again, it takes me so long to explain this game that we might not have time for tons of guesses.
Here's the thing. If you feel like, you know, getting trivia answers isn't your thing, this is just higher, lower without going
really
over.
It really is.
You know?
Yeah. The Price is Close Enough is the game. 715-723-2555 for 2 tickets to Praise in the Pines a week from Sunday in Eagle River. How about seeing Big Daddy Weave again? I'd love to see them with Austin French and Hannah Kerr. Give us a call at 715-723-2555.
When you say Birkenstock sandals, those just sound expensive to me.
Yeah, but you never know sometimes.
I know.
Like, what stuff is going to be listed for on Marketplace. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from
Wausau. Tammy wants another guess. All right, go ahead. Higher than $375 and quite a bit higher than that. Go ahead, Tammy.
No. We lost her.
You still there, Tammy?
I'm here.
All right, what do you think?
600.
600. You are still quite low.
The good thing is you haven't gone over yet.
And you know what? No one else has called, so go ahead and have another guess right here on the air. We're feeling generous. Go ahead, Tammy.
$825.
Is it $825? It is not. Still low. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. We can take a couple more guesses if people want to try for these Praise in the Pines tickets. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB and Havel. The floor right now is $825.
$825, yeah.
All right. Good morning. Higher than $825. What do you think? And first, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will. What do you think?
Let's go with... 1400.
Will?
He goes up quite a bit, and he's still low. That's
still
the new floor.
So you're still in the game, Will, and we can take one more guess here, but now that everybody's figured it out, now everybody's calling, too, as you're like, oh, wait, this is a really simple game.
Yeah, right.
On a Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name, where you're calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Well, hey, Vicky, what do you think?
I just wanted to give you a top level. How about 2,500?
How about 2,500? How Vicky, about, you're still low.
How about that's our new floor?
There you go, but you have helped everyone out. Thank you, Vicky. All right,
she had guts there to go up $1,100.
Yeah, that is guts from Vicky. Thank you for that, Vicky. And all right, so we're going to push this off for about 20-ish minutes or so. I got an email this morning from Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Again, they send out lots of emails, recipes, and things like that to help you on your weight loss journey. And it says, celebrate National Grilling Month with Livia. And I thought I'd bring out that headline because some people probably have the misconception that a diet plan, a weight loss plan, an eating plan, a nutrition plan is going to be all about misery. And it's like, well, I get three leaves of spinach and a couple baby carrots, and that's my meals for the day. No, I mean, it's just, it's so full, so all-encompassing, the different foods you can have on the Livia plan, too. It's more about, again, being smart on your portion sizes and feeling full and feeling satiated, but not making poor choices. So it's like, hey, you can still have some sweets. Again, I still enjoy chocolate. I still enjoy, you know, a brownie, you know, all these different things that I love, but it's just, hey, watching what I eat, when I eat it, and things like grilling, they're going to have recipes here right through this email about some of the great things that you can grill, you can mix with some Livia meals, or they're just showing you, hey, here are things that you can purchase at the grocery store that will fit on your plan, and they personalize a weight loss and nutrition plan for each person. I'm looking at some kebabs that look absolutely fantastic. They just give you so much advice, again, on their website, Livia, Livia.com, and through these emails, through their social media, and in person as well. I have weekly visits at Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire, where they encourage me, support me, and help me figure out, hey, if there's a road bump here or there and keeping the weight off. Again, I've kept off 55 pounds that I lost for about 6 months now. It's like, hey, here's how we circumnavigate that. Here's how we go through the obstacles and figure out how to make this a healthy, healthy lifestyle. If you're interested in finding out more, call 855-GO-LIVIA or stop by Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Say hi to Mel, rather, and Danny and Varsha, Christine, Stephanie, the crew there, Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Mention my name, Caleb, or WWIB, and get 3 months of your personalized weight loss program free. That's Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Win It Wednesday on WWIB with a pair of tickets on the line for Praise in the Pines, July 21st. What an event it's going to be with Big Daddy Weave, Hannah Kerr, and Austin French. And speaker Bob Lenz, the founder of Life Fest.
Looking forward to that July 21st, as you mentioned. Again, it's in Eagle River, and we want to give you two tickets to enjoy that for free. So two tickets for Praise in the Pines. If you can solve the prices close enough, and, you know, we're getting closer. We're getting closer. So, again, really briefly, this is how it works. I found some random items from Facebook Marketplace to create a showcase. You must guess the total value of that showcase within $10. That's the whole close enough aspect. Within $10 without going over. So here are the items real quickly. An Armstrong flute, Birkenstock sandals, a custom gaming PC, a lot of 7,500 movie posters, and a double stroller. And Halvo, what is the last guess? Because that was our new floor.
The last guess from Vicky in Eau Claire was $2,500, and that's still the floor.
All right, so it's more than $2,500. You have to get within 10 bucks without going over. Let's go to the phone, 715-723-2555. Good morning on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Tammy from Wausau. All right, she's trying hard to win these Praise in the Pines tickets. Tammy, higher than $2,500. What do you think, friend?
I couldn't tell.
Oh, man, we're not hearing you, Tammy. Are you still there?
Right here.
All right.
Say it again.
31.
Oh, man.
It sounded like she said 30-some. That would have been...
Did you say 3,100?
Yeah.
All right, 3,100. Tammy from Wausau. Got to get within 10 bucks without going over.
That's over. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Tammy. You're out of the game. You went over. Thank you, though. You have created the ceiling. So we're between 2,500 and 3,100. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rose from Phillip.
Rose, what do you think, friend?
2,817.
2,817. Rose?
That's really good.
You didn't get it, but you are still in the game. And, let's just say you're bringing us close. You're bringing us close, Rose. Thank you. You can call us back, 715-723-2555, because now we're higher than 2817, Havel, but lower than 3100.
Right, absolutely. That is the new floor, so say goodbye to 2500 is the floor. The floor is 2817. That dog will hunt, I'll tell you what.
715-723-2555, and let's just say, yeah, Rose was definitely sniffing.
She's in the ballpark.
In the right direction, yeah. For sure. 715-723-2555 for two tickets.
Don't you love mixing metaphors?
That's right. Great. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rose again.
Hey, Rose. All right. What do you think?
2878.
Rose. That was a little too ambitious. Rose, you're out of it.
Went over. Oh, thank you, Rose.
Chippewa Valley Public Health Managers yesterday unveiled the results of their community survey.
Alcohol misuse, accessible child care, and access to health care are where we know we need to direct our efforts, funding, and advocacy for all three counties.
That's Dunn County Health Department Director K.T. Gallagher, courtesy of WQOW-TV, saying the survey looked at each of the three counties in the Chippewa Valley, but those three items were the top priorities in each county. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB asking the question, why do we get lost?
And again, a lot of the ladies would say, because you don't ask for directions.
You know, it's just a different era, though, now, right?
By just GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that, though, like more back in the day, stopped at a gas station? It's kind of the typical one to ask for directions, or do you not? Because I'm directionally challenged, very much so.
I ask, but the thing was that what would happen is somebody, when you just ask the random person, and then they tell you, and you follow that as far as you can, and then you get another person.
The chain. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, for some people, simple navigation can feel like trying to exit a maze. In Canada, a University of Waterloo psychology professor named Colin Ellard compared the navigation habits of animals and humans to try to find out, why do we get lost?
Yeah, so for instance, why are some people naturally better at finding their way than others? Ellard thinks it could be genetic, but doesn't know we have any evidence yet that it is.
However, he says people who are good at getting around, quote, cultivate an exquisitely fine eye for visual detail, whatever that means. They just plain notice stuff.
Yeah.
They're visual people, right? Auditory versus visual.
Now, we have five kids, and amongst those kids, I think everybody in our family would agree that Grace is the best. It just kind of, she's had this navigational sense since she was young. And so that's been helpful for
her. See, that's very interesting because Lily, I think, was that way as I'm remembering her younger years. And Nora is absolutely that way. So, for instance, if we deviate from where she thinks we should be going, for instance, if we drive past the turn to like our exit or something like that on 53 to get to our house, if we drive past it because we're going somewhere else after church or whatever, she will notice and immediately question my sanity about, like, what are you doing, Dad?
What are you doing? Yeah, and today she knows that the family van needs to go to Whirlybird Coffee Co., right?
Indeed, yeah. So, why do we get lost? Men and women find their ways differently. There's a basic distinction that's often made between navigation using the cardinal directions, north, south, east, and west, and navigation using landmarks.
Yeah, women are more likely to navigate with landmarks, and men more likely to navigate with the cardinal directions.
Those two different kinds of strategies can either work well or less well, depending on where it is that you're trying to navigate. Sure, I get that.
And finally, You Are Here signs can actually make people feel even more lost.
Yeah, for a You Are Here map to work, the upwards direction on the map has to translate to the direction in front of you. If it's not, it's worse than no map at all.
That actually, I faced that recently at the Mall of America trying to figure things out. I was on the wrong floor, than I thought I was.
Trying to remember where you park, and it's like, I'm in the peach or the lemon zone it is. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Well, some clutter-free gifts we have. I know that Christmas is still a ways away, but, you know, maybe summer birthdays, fall birthdays, things like that. There's some different gift ideas.
Yeah, because sometimes, especially maybe if you have children in the house, you feel like, wow, it just seems like they love the toys, but there's a lot that doesn't get played with, and it just builds up and builds up. So here's some ideas for gifts that you can give folks. Maybe it's relatives, nieces, nephews, or whatever, that you can give them that won't actually add to the clutter.
For instance, experiences, like how about giving some non-Taylor Swift concert tickets? Again, those are just so expensive.
A little too expensive.
Nothing against Taylor, but come on.
Give One Fest tickets. How about tickets to a sporting event?
Oh, that'd be a great idea. I enjoyed going to the Brewer game for my birthday. How about zipline?
How about some movie passes?
MyCon. How about some theater tickets?
Yeah, there you go. Some great on-stage productions locally. How about giving an experience for a round of golf as well, too?
How about Valley Golf in Mondovi? You might want to think about giving a membership to something like the Children's Museum at Eau Claire.
Or the zoo or the theme park.
Uh-huh. How about any Food of the Month Club?
Or a trampoline park as well, too. Metropolis Resort, you could give tickets to that as well. Again, clutter-free gifts, so gift ideas that don't add to clutter in folks' homes.
That's a great idea. How about classes like a cooking class?
Or a dance or a swimming class?
Music or pottery class?
How about painting or art classes? And again, maybe that's for the young, maybe that's for friends who are more your age as well, too, but give them an experience.
Yeah, we're not done yet. What about time? Like, what about offering... free, 10 hours of babysitting or something.
Or house cleaning or a dinner out.
Maybe this one you have to do carefully.
This could be interesting if you give somebody
You know what? I found a professional organizer for you. Not saying. Yeah, I just thought maybe you'd benefit.
Yeah, you could give a car wash.
Or a massage or a mani-pedi, whatever.
Yeah, also you can give things that are edible as well, too, like homemade cookies.
Maybe restaurant gift cards. Don't eat those, but, go out to the restaurant.
Maybe coffee gift cards as well, too. Uh-huh. Again, that doesn't build the clutter. Maybe you stop at Whirlybird Coffee Co. today and you say, hey, let's support this great local business today and as we go on by purchasing a gift card. I don't know. Lots of ideas.
Clutter-free gift ideas on the WIB Wake Up Show.